Hey guys, what's up? This is Life Illustrated episode 15, aka season finale of season 1 of Life Illustrated. Please, this is not the end of Life Illustrated, this is just the beginning. This is the end of the first season, and the second season is going to come very, very, very soon, start very soon with a bang, you know, hot, spicy, fresh, new, like you've never seen before. I'm serious, like, it's just going to be mega, I promise you that. So this is the end of the first season. I just want to do a recap, of everything that we've discussed from the first episode to the 14th episode. So if you've missed anyone, it's still there on the website, spreaker.com. Just check my profile, you see every episode from 1 to 14, and you can always catch up, okay? So episode 1 was titled Staying Relevant. I remember that was the very first episode. I was so nervous because I didn't know how people were going to respond to it, basically because it was not just an inspirational podcast I was starting. I wanted to start one that had a twist, you know, using normal things as metaphors to explain deeper, you know, truths per se. So I had mixed feelings. I was like, we didn't get it, we didn't understand, they'd be like, oh, what is he doing? So, but you know, eventually you just have to do what you know you've always wanted to do, and I tried it and it was awesome. So that first episode was I talked about clothes and how, use the analogy of how we don't go to the market to buy rags, but we all have rags in our houses. How come? Because of lack of use, because those clothes have gone out of style, because we don't maintain them, stuff like that. So it's a very cool episode to check out, and it will really, you know, teach you some stuff. The second episode, No Power, No Problem. It was born out of NEPA's, BPHCN's, I don't know, their beef with my house at that point in time. So there was hardly light any time of the day, and I had to just deal with the issue. So that episode talks about how we handle life situations, especially things that are beyond us, you know. Episode 3, One Step at a Time. I talked about how if you want to go to America, you don't just, a plane doesn't come and carry you from your house to America. You have to take small steps. First of all, you have to walk out of your house, and then if you're driving to the airport, you drive yourself, or you take a cab or something. But you have to break the journey, basically. So there is no direct flight to the top. You have to break the journey. You have to hustle small. You have to, it's small steps, then big steps, then you get there. That's how it is. Then episode 4, Push and Start. That's one of my best episodes. Thank you, Isaac, for the concept of Push and Start. So it's more about people that, you know, need people to get behind them before they can take steps, before they can do things. Push and Start talks about people that, or being in a position where you don't motivate yourself, you always seek people to, you know, drive you to where you need to be, and it's not how we're wired to be. Episode 5, Lasting Impact. I talked about flowers and fruits and how, you know, flowers are quick to just come up and they are beautiful, and the next day you don't see them again. So it's not just about the euphoria of just being around for a while or just sprouting up and everybody's like, oh, you're so cool. Do you have that staying power? Right? Do you have that endurance over time? Then episode 6, headphones. Headphones, one of my best. I think that will be my best episode. Where it was, it's all about perspective, how you see your life in relation to others. And what I was basically talking about is, are you so wrapped up in your own, in the sound that you're hearing, that you don't even hear what the whole world hears? You know, you need to see things in perspective. That was just the basic concept of headphones. Episode 7, Old Neighborhood. I talked about going to my old house where I saw, you know, everything had changed, that old area, everything had become different. And that episode was all about change and how we allow change us, you know. Episode 8, What's the Answer? Talks about a time where where I mistakenly got the answer to a math question when I was in secondary school, and it was a mistake, and everybody thought I could answer more questions, but that was the end because that was all I knew, and I didn't have the formula. So that was all I was talking about in that episode, how you need to know the formula to success so you don't just accidentally make it. You get episode 9, cute puppy where I held a very cute puppy, Snow. I talked basically about how things can look so picture perfect, but nothing is picture perfect. Everything takes work, background work, and you must have that consciousness and be prepared for that. That everything that will look good, everything that will make sense, you know, you need to put some work in it. You need to put some effort into it. Episode 10, sweet tooth. I talked about how a balanced diet is a combination of sweet, salty, tasteless, sour, you know, tastes. And if you're just all about the sweets all the time, your life is gonna be unbalanced and you're not going to grow properly. So you must be ready for all the sides of life. Episode 11, same stuff. I talked about how the same water that boils a potato hardens an egg. So it's all about what is inside of you and not really about what's going on around you. Episode 12, are you hungry? I talked about passion. Are you passionate about success? Are you passionate about being the best that you can be? And if you're not hungry, then and you don't have that drive for success, you can't really get there. So you need to get desperate, get hungry, have that desire, you know, to be the best at what you do. Episode 13 was my birthday episode. So it was 24 lessons. I just shared the lessons, some trivial, some important, some deep, some surface, but just general lessons I learned, or I have learned in this short journey I have undertaken in life. And if you've not listened to it, I think you should, you know, you gain one or two things from that. And the 14th episode, Let It Rain, was more or less of understanding and recognizing opportunities. The rain can seem like a problem for someone, and for a farmer it can be an answered prayer. So it's just based on how you choose to see things. There's nothing really called a problem. They're all opportunities in disguise. So those have been the 14 episodes for season one, and this is the season finale. If you've missed any episode, come on, you can always go back and check it out. Life Illustrated, you can always still interact with Life Illustrated on Facebook, on Twitter, on Instagram. If you've not liked the Facebook page, what have you been waiting for? Life_Illustrated, that's what you should check out, and like the page, follow it. We'll still be interacting on that platform, and I'll be giving you details on when the second season of Life Illustrated will be kicking off officially. So just keep your fingers crossed. I love you guys so much. Take care of yourselves. I'll miss you. But don't miss me too much, right? Take care of yourselves. Have a nice day. Bye.